Thanks Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Monday, 27th of September, 2021 from Max Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news and background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person. 25 new cases of COVID, 308 active cases, 7 in Nobles, nobody in ICU. There's a serious accident between the bungalow and the hairpin on the mountain road, an emergency closure. Concern over reduced flu immunity, disabled parking spaces going in Ramsey, and two former chief ministers talk about appointing a new one at the start of another flume-free week at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. First am I, Tessa Hawley.
First am I. The mountain road has been closed whilst emergency services deal with a serious crash. Police have shut it between the bungalow and the hairpin. Motorists are being urged to use an alternative route. 7 people who have COVID-19 are now in hospital on the Isle of Man. That's an increase of 3 from yesterday. No one is in intensive care. The first person to receive a COVID-19 vaccine on the Isle of Man has been given her booster jab. Healthcare worker Sandy Hannay made history 9 months ago after having the initial Pfizer dose. Over the weekend, more than 900 health and social care staff got their third injection, which government says will provide further protection against the virus ahead of the winter. In international news, a major public service union says UK ministers should use emergency powers to reserve some petrol stations for key workers. The UK government says the problem is a lack of lorry drivers, not a shortage of fuel, but Unison says nurses and teachers are struggling to get to work. One person has died and 20 others are injured after an earthquake hit the Greek island of Crete. It had a magnitude of 5.8, causing rock slides and severe damage to homes and buildings. And a man has admitted stalking Loose Woman star Denise Welsh. 53-year-old Torek Wingard from Salford in Greater Manchester had been due to stand trial but changed his pleas to guilty. Those are your headlines. News in full at 6 o'clock.
Book your place at the Isle of Man e-gaming seminar, supported by Man Benham at iomegs.online. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Tessa. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there's a strong wind warning in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours. Sunny intervals this evening and a fresh, locally strong southwest wind. Daytime maximum was 15 degrees. Going to be dry with clear spells and that fresh to strong southwest wind through the night. Some pleasant evening sunshine for the moment. 7 degrees, the overnight minimum. For Tuesday, Jemert, sunny intervals, scattered showers at first, then more rain on a fresh southwest wind after lunch. Top temperature 14 Celsius, mostly dry overnight, 9 degrees the minimum. Into Wednesday, Ukraine, sunny intervals, isolated showers on a fresh, locally strong northwest wind, easing later in the day, high temperature 14 degrees. Sunset tonight, 6 minutes past 7. Low waters, 29 minutes to 11. High water, 14 minutes past 4 tomorrow morning. Sunrise, 14 minutes past 7. And tomorrow morning's low tide, 28 minutes past 10.
Having a new kitchen fitted or just fancy a change? Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke coloured splashbacks to complete the look. Speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing today.
25 new cases of coronavirus have been identified on the Isle of Man, bringing the total to 308 active cases. Tessa, back with that detail.
7 people who have COVID-19 are now in hospital on the Isle of Man. That's an increase of 3 from yesterday. No one is in intensive care. The origin of 9 of the new cases is currently under investigation. 353 people are awaiting the result of a PCR test and 98 people are booked in for a test tomorrow. Meanwhile, the first person to receive a COVID-19 vaccine on the island has been given her booster jab. Healthcare worker Sandy Hannay made history 9 months ago after having the initial Pfizer dose. Over the weekend, more than 900 health and social care staff got a third injection, which government says will provide further protection against the virus ahead of winter. This week, adults over 70 and those who are clinically vulnerable will be contacted by their GP or 111 to book in for theirs.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Two former chief ministers have been reflecting on their experience as the countdown starts to appoint a new chief minister. Alan Bell was Howard Quayle's predecessor, and he had been Treasury Minister before being given the highest office. He succeeded Tony Brown. You can hear Alan Bell and Tony Brown talking to Phil Gorn after 6 o'clock tonight for Manx Radio's Agenda. The three of them recalled Mr. Brown's surprise election as three other candidates failed to break an impasse.
I still remember, actually, the election for you to be chief minister, and I remember listening to the late great David Collister on Manx Radio saying, "Ah, yes, and the horse trading will have begun now." And I remember thinking after I'd come out from the meeting I had with you in advance of the election, Tony, if that's horse trading, because effectively you told people this is what I stand for. If you want to vote for me, that would be great.
Yeah.
If you don't want to vote for me, that's equally fine.
Absolutely.
But I'm not promising anything other than this is what I stand for.
Yeah. And I think that's right.
And that's what a chief minister should be doing, quite honestly. I'm like Tony. I mean, I have had no ambition to be chief minister. I had 9 years as Treasury minister, which I enjoyed enormously, which gave me actually a great oversight of most of what government does anyway. So from that point of view, I was quite happy to continue in that role. But, you know, elections throw up unexpected combinations of new members and alliances and the like. And after that election, it was quite clear what the new lineup of the Keys was going to be and what some of the problems that was going to develop. And as you probably remember, a good number of members approached me because of the experience I had in Treasury. Would you take Chief Minister? Absolutely. And at that point, I felt, yes, it's a responsibility, really, to do it. But it wasn't something I sought.
Hear more of Alan Bell and Tony Brown, along with new MHK's Joni Farragher and Sarah Maltby, with Phil Gorn after six tonight on Manx Radio. People on the Isle of Man have been urged to have a flu vaccine this year due to fears there could be reduced immunity to flu. Tessa Hawley back.
Well, there are concerns over reduced immunity in the population due to the low levels during the pandemic, during lockdowns, due to a lack of travel. We're expecting more social mixing this year, which will lead to faster transmission across the population. There's a prediction that the flu outbreak this year may be as big as 50% more than it was in previous years. And obviously there's a possibility of the flu pandemic and the COVID pandemic coinciding, putting greater pressures on the health and social care system.
That's local pharmacist Makunda Majoria, who's urging everyone eligible for a vaccine to book an appointment. Flu vaccines are being rolled out this month via pharmacies, GP surgeries, schools, and even at the Chester Street Vaccination Hub. There, those eligible for their COVID-19 booster jab will be offered both vaccinations at the same appointment. This year, the flu vaccine is being offered to all adults over the age of 50, children in years 7 to 11, people with pre-existing medical conditions, and pregnant women.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Ben McCree left Heysham at 2:15 this afternoon. She'll be in Douglas shortly before 6 o'clock. No sign out of the studio windows on Douglas Head at the moment. Leaving this evening for Heysham at 7:45, arriving there at 11:30. The overnight departure 2:15, and back tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. High-speed craft Mananan departed Douglas at 3:09. She should be on the link span at the pierhead in Liverpool right now. We'll be leaving at 7:15 this evening, back to Douglas at 10 o'clock tonight. The next departure of Mananan will be at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for Liverpool.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
Good evening, it's 20 to 6 on Manx Radio. Election observers have found the House of Keys general election last week broadly met international standards, but room for improvement, they say, they being the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association. They were invited to watch over the process by Timwell, some which cost Treasury, i.e. you and me, £40,000. Lewis Foster.
Observers from the CPA visited 44 out of 56 polling stations on election day and watched over the final count in 4 of the 12 constituencies. The organisation says voting across the island took place in a calm and orderly manner. It does, however, highlight several areas for improvement, including accessibility. It says it found access to polling stations for persons with disabilities was feasible but difficult, with half of venues not independently accessible to voters with mobility issues because of a lack of an adequate step-free access. It was something highlighted by blind resident Juan Greger on election day.
I am getting some quite mixed results. I've heard from a wheelchair user in Foxtall, though, that he had very much the same issue that he had last time. This year a ramp was provided, but my understanding was that it was not secured very well to the church and he couldn't get in. He's still been able to vote, which is nice, but yeah, he gave me quite a detailed response, and I think he's going to be feeding that back to Cabinet Office as well.
Well, it's thought a pilot scheme allowing Douglas South residents access to all polling stations in the constituency, described by the CPA as a success, may be an answer to that problem. Elsewhere, the CPA notes that despite only 15 women standing in the election, that's 23% of candidates, a record number of 10 women were elected. This, the group says, is a sharp improvement compared to the previous election in 2016, when 5 women were elected. Overall, the group's head of mission, Stuart Dixon, says it was a well-administered and competitive process. A final report from the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association will be published by the end of November.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
It's 18 minutes before 6. Volvo is to phase out the use of leather in all of its cars by 2030, and a quarter of all materials in new models will be made of recycled and bio-based content by 2025, although Volvo will still use responsibly sourced wood. Tesla and Porsche have already offered leather alternatives for some models, as car makers shift towards sustainability and cleaner electric power. The leather industry is not impressed with Volvo's announcement, calling animal hides the ultimate bio-based, recycled, natural material.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks rose with the German election results seen as illuminating a key market risk for investors in the region. The risk-sensitive Australian dollar rallied as fears of widespread market contagion from indebted China Evergrande Group receded. Oil rose amid supply concerns. Gold prices were subdued, pressured by an uptick from US bond yields. In corporate news, Rolls-Royce surged to the top of the index after it secured agreement to sell its ITP Aero division for about €1.7 billion to Bain Capital Private Equity, which is leading a consortium of Spanish and Basque companies. Rolls-Royce also announced it had won a £1.9 billion deal to supply parts for the US Air Force's fleet of B-52 bombers for the next 30 years. The numbers now at the close in London. The FTSE 100 was up 0.2% at 7,063. The DAX in Frankfurt up 0.25% at 15,573. In New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial up 0.4% currently at 34,926. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index almost down 0.7% at 14,946. And the S&P 500 in Chicago down 0.25% at 4,443, but the trading day goes on. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling currently worth $1 US 37.1, €1 17.1, and 20 South African rand 47.8. Finally, in commodities, gold up 0.007% at $1,751 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up 1.75% at $79.36.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange.
Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
An Onchan MHK's dismissed accusations from an election rival she didn't achieve anything in her first 5 years. Julie Edge retained her seat as an independent candidate, having first been elected in 2016 as a Liberal Vannin member. Peter Willis stood unsuccessfully against her for the party last week, claiming afterwards she hadn't delivered on her manifesto.
I did achieve on that, and I think that's reflected in the gain that I received on votes for over and above what I got when I was a Liberal Lib Van candidate. So I think the people of Onchan have spoken. They've obviously continued to support me for the next 5 years. So I think he was clearly very out of touch with politics, and I'm not really sure what his politics were.
How different was it for you standing this time as an independent?
It was certainly much better. I wish I'd stood as an independent previously. I was standing as an independent, but unfortunately managed to allow Peter Caron to persuade me very last minute. Biggest regret I have is doing that. I should have stood as independent previously. Certainly, the difference this time is many people have recognised the work I've done and continue to do for the people of Onchan, even though the leader of Liberal Vannin tried to stop me asking oral questions in the House of Keys on their behalf.
So when you came to step down from Liberal Vannin, did you ever think about then standing down as an MHK and seeking re-election as an independent at that point? Or were you still satisfied that you had the public mandate for you rather than for the party?
I feel that I did have the public mandate for me rather than the party. Certainly, you know, being an MHK for a considerable amount of time, I was getting asked a lot of questions on behalf of my constituents, and that's what I continued to do, and I stuck to the pledges that were in my manifesto from 2016.
You talked about not being allowed to ask questions of the Liberal Vannin leader. Were you missold when you were essentially recruited as a Liberal Vannin candidate? Was it not clear to you at that point that that's how it would be?
Certainly there was very little discussion around it, and certainly on asking the questions, it wasn't so much asking questions generally, it was more asking oral questions of the health minister, which is what the leader was. Certainly we all know the problems we had in health at the time, and I'm sorry, at that point in time I did need to put my constituents first, because there was an awful lot that I did bring out into the public domain on health with the questions.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Or find us on Facebook.
Fast am I, Dave Moore.
Daniel McCanny was triumphant in the final round of the British Enduro Championship at Natajack near Aldershot over the weekend. He set his stall by winning the opening day, while fellow Manxman David Knight finishes the season as E3 champion and second in the overall standings behind Tom Sager. Douglas Royal made it 4 wins out of 4 in the Canada Life Isle of Man Women's League yesterday. They beat Union Mills 11-1 to consolidate their position at the top of the league. Club captain Kim Hicklin's delighted with their start to the campaign.
This year, we've got quite a few kind of new faces. A lot of the girls just turned 16 last season, so it's kind of like a bit of a development team, really. Back to winning ways, we've got a big test next week against Peel, so that'll be a tough one for us.
Today you were up against a stubborn side and not the best of conditions either.
No, it was pretty windy, to be fair. Sometimes that kind of ruins the game a little bit, but girls kind of dug deeper, tried to play off football on the deck, which was the best kind of way to play today. It's a stubborn team, even though it was 11-1. It certainly didn't reflect that kind of in the conditions and just generally their play. They were tough and battled right until the end, to be honest. So, yeah, it was a good game.
They travel to second place Peel next Sunday. The Westerners beat Onchan yesterday and have won all 3 games they've played so far. Therefore, at least one 100% record will go next week. In the other game yesterday, Colby triumphed 5-0 over Castletown. On to netball, there are 2 teams with 100% records with 3 games played. Simcox Red Eagles beat Manx Gems Rubies and are top of the Premier Division. Ballasalla Blizzards move up to second. They too made it 3 wins out of 3 by seeing off Thompson Travel. Atla Group Pumas are the new leaders in the championship. Manx Gems Emeralds stay top of Division 1, with Route 1 Vaults taking over leadership of Division 2. And that's the sport.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
10 to 6 now. Ben McCreest is entering Douglas Bay at the moment, in harbour in the next 20 minutes. A few delays coming in this afternoon. The 25 past 5, Logan Air from Manchester's was 5 minutes late. The 5:45 EasyJet inbound from Bristol is half an hour late, won't be until 6:15, so the departure's going to be later. Next departure, EasyJet's 5:45 to Liverpool, then Logan Air's patient transfer plane, the 6 o'clock to Liverpool. The EasyJet 6:15 to Bristol's delayed until 6:40, and then inbound tonight at 7:55, the Logan Air patient transfer returning from Liverpool. In Ballasalla on the roads, temporary lights on the main road for work on that new bypass. Going on forever there, isn't it? Temporary three-way lights at the Brown Bobby for services and sewer connection for that block of flats. Delays there. You don't need me to tell you. Ballakill Ferrick Road in near Colby's closed for water pipe replacement. A stretch of the Ballacollister Road in Laxey's closed for resurfacing near the coast. And the coast road at north of Glen Mona at Coroney's got temporary lights 24 hours a day for drainage work. Still got those temporary lights in Kirkmichael for work on the pavements. Glen Road, Laxey's closed for that new river wall. Snaefer Road, Williston closed there in suspension and parking for construction works. And Paul Rose Bridge closed till February next year.
The only electric and hybrid vehicle service centre with 24/7 charging points. Get more with Keyside.
And do be aware, the mountain road is closed because of a serious accident. The mountain road between the bungalow and the hairpin is closed. The road's not passable at this time. There's an emergency road closure. Use an alternative route and listen to Max Radio. We'll tell you when it's open. One of the directors of the firm behind the Ramsey Marina project has said there's fake news spread on social media about Ramsey Marina. Here's Robin Bromley-Martin.
The release of the flood drawings last week and the subsequent social media was getting out of hand in the sense that there was so much, how we call it in a phrase, fake news, that we felt we had to put it right.
The design is no longer 12 hectares as it was initially set out. It's now 7. How easy was it to adjust those designs?
Let us go back to 2018-2019. The original reason we initiated the whole marina project was in order to work with the Pier Trust. The then committee wanted us to join up with the pier and make it a single tourist attraction, shall we say. The current committee are more neutral, and it was suggested that if we rotated the marina by 90 degrees, that would use up less of the beach. So it wasn't a very difficult decision.
7 hectares, though, some will say that's still a significant amount of space on the surrounding area there. And they have concerns about what impact that would have and the work would have on the environment and marine life around there.
The environment will change, but in net terms, it actually will be a benefit to do the marina there for two reasons. First of all, the breakwater, as you know, people sink ships to create artificial reefs in order to improve the marine life. And therefore, in the rocky nooks and crannies that you get in a rock armour breakwater, you create ideal nursery propagation, whatever, bits and pieces for fish and crustaceans to as a sort of nursery for them growing up. So that one will have a natural beneficial effect on the fishing.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Still in Ramsey, disabled parking spaces at ShopRite are going to be located by the end of the week. Ramsey Town Commissioners say they've been moved to create a safe turning and waiting area for minibuses. The weather-dependent work started at the weekend, and it's upset some locals who claim disabled people are being disadvantaged.
I mean, these people are going to lose their independence if they have, maybe they're supposed to go on these minibus things, are they? I don't know, but they've certainly cut down on car parking for disabled people.
I went downtown yesterday and it was pointed out to me the new bus stop put inside the ShopRite car park. It's all painted yellow and buses only. I think it's only the minibuses that they'll be bringing in there. They've been doing it for years now and nothing's happened. But apparently on the behest of Bus Bannon, the commissioners have taken away 5 disabled parking spaces to put this bus stop in. Now, I rang the commissioners this morning to see what was happening. I'd never seen anything in the papers about it. Apparently, they're going to put an extra 2 disabled parking spaces on the end of the row. And like I've said, they're taking away 5 and putting in 2. So that will leave a total of 8 parking spaces instead of the 13 that we've got now.
From tomorrow, anyone driving to an EU member state needs to check that they've got the correct documentation. That means motorists in the Isle of Man may have to buy an international driving permit if they're planning to taking their car to Europe. Dave Moore.
Before Brexit, British motorists were able to drive across the continent without any fuss. However, since severing ties with Brussels, the situation's become rather more complex. Anyone from the Isle of Man's advised to carry an international driving permit, even though they may not need to for certain countries. The licence costs £11 from the Isle of Man post office and is valid for a year. One thing it seems won't change is the national identifier. While the GB sticker will change to display UK, Manx motorists can continue to use GBM. There could be a problem, though, for anyone planning to drive in Croatia, Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania, as these EU member states are not part of the Geneva Convention on Road Traffic, which dates back to 1949. It's a condition that all countries who are signatories display the correct signs lodged with the United Nations. Meanwhile, talks continue between the Isle of Man, Jersey, Guernsey and Gibraltar with the UK Department of Transport as to what the implications are for the Crown Dependencies and overseas territories if they continue their national identifier codes. No decision's been made so far, but it seems there will be no problem for the Isle of Man to retain GBM as the national identifier. The government advises anyone planning on driving in the European Union should research the regulations of the countries they intend to visit and ensure they have the correct documentation before travelling.
That's it for Update Tonight, brought to you from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Tessa Hawley and producer Tessa Hawley today. Hi, if you're listening to this as a podcast anywhere around the world, any time of day or night, let us know who you are, let us know where you are, drop a note to updates@manxradio.com. And if you're listening on the Isle of Man, remember after 6 o'clock tonight, election special agenda, with Phil Gorn, Alan Bell, Tony Brown, Joni Farragher and Sarah Maltby. I'm Andy Wint, back with another update tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. WINT